You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Weather. I'm your host, Ella Christensen, and this is your climate and environment update for the last week, starting from the 22nd of October. First up, let's talk about tropical cyclones. Earlier last week, Tropical Storm Vicente made landfall on the 23rd as a tropical depression in Oaxaca, Mexico. Vicente caused flash flooding and triggered dozens of landslides. On one stretch of highway, more than 25 landslides have made the roads impassable, cutting off at least 10 communities and leading to the death of 12 people. Then on the 24th, Mexico was also impacted by Hurricane Willa, which made landfall in the state of Sinaloa, a little over 1,000 kilometers north of where Vicente hit. Willa is the fifth hurricane in just the last 6 weeks that rapidly intensified in a very short period. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a second. Willa intensified by 120 miles per hour in just 48 hours. That's 193 kilometers per hour. By the time Willa actually made landfall, it had weakened to a Category 3 hurricane. Still, over 90,000 people lost power. Over 10,000 people have been displaced. So far, 6 people have been reported as dying from floodwaters. The real victims of this event, though, are the 4,500 people who paid good money for their cruise on the Norwegian Bliss, which left from Los Angeles, headed for the Mexican coast, but ultimately had to be diverted back to San Diego because of Willa. Nothing worse than a ruined vacation, except maybe climate change. Unfortunately, there's one more tropical cyclone to report on from this week. On the 25th, Super Typhoon Yutu barreled across the Northern Mariana Islands in the Pacific near Guam. A typhoon is the same thing as a hurricane. They just have different names depending on where in the world they originate. Yutu also intensified in a matter of 48 hours from a tropical storm into the fifth strongest tropical cyclone to make landfall ever, with winds of over 180 miles per hour. That's 290 kilometers per hour. On Thursday, the Weather Underground tweeted a breakdown of the strongest recorded cyclones in history, saying that, ominously, 7 of the 10 strongest landfalls have occurred since 2006. Ominous, to say the least. Yutu pretty much destroyed the islands, which are a U.S. territory and home to over 50,000 people. There's no power, and it's unclear how long it'll take to get power back to the islands. Yutu has the potential of impacting the Philippines in the next couple of days, so look out for that. Okay, a few things about this year's hurricane season. First, there's still a month left. Officially, hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th. Second, rapid intensification. Several studies have shown that in the last 20-plus years, storms are intensifying at a faster rate because of warmer ocean water. Warmer water gives the hurricane more fuel, so to speak. And the last thing is that this hurricane season has been the most active in recorded history. Meteorologists use this thing called the Accumulated Cyclone Energy Index. It measures the number, strength, and duration of tropical cyclones that form in a year. On average, the accumulated cyclone energy for both the Atlantic and the Pacific seasons is 221 units of energy, according to this measurement. This year, it's already at 432. The previous record, which was set in 1992, was 371. In other news, flash flooding in Venezuela resulted in landslides and collapsed sewer systems in certain parts of the country. Parts of Italy experienced extreme rain, including a major hailstone in Rome, where so much hail fell that streets were clogged with ice that was knee deep. Flash flooding events have also occurred in Russia, in Saudi Arabia, and Spain. In Jordan, extreme rain caused flash flooding near the Dead Sea. It was so unexpected that a group of school children who were on a field trip were completely caught off guard, and at least 12 children were swept away in the floodwaters, which is horrifying. In Canada, it's being reported that 20% of cattle herds are going to have to be culled because of drought conditions. Large parts of Alberta, where most of Canada's beef cattle are raised, got less than 60% of normal rainfall this year. Pasture conditions worsened, so herds couldn't graze, and the price of hay went up. For many ranchers, it's becoming too expensive to continue paying for feed. The U.S. National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration said this week that they're predicting a 60% chance that the entire Great Barrier Reef will experience extreme heat stress and bleaching this summer. They are predicting bleaching will spread beyond the mass bleaching events of the last 2 years. I guess this means we all better hurry up and get over to Australia to check out the Great Barrier Reef before it's gone. Just don't think about the carbon being emitted from the plane as you stare out the window on the flight over. That's what sleeping pills are for. Let's talk about plastic for a second. A study was published this last week from a researcher in Austria who tested the feces from people from across Europe, all from different countries. At least 9 different types of plastic were found in each and every person's shit. They were most likely exposed to plastic from water bottles and from their food, which was wrapped in plastic. Plastic in the human body is linked to all kinds of problems, for example, impacting the functioning of the immune system and making us more at risk to toxins and viruses. Another study making the news this week analyzed the stomachs of sea animal specimens from historic collections. The sea creatures used in the study lived more than 2,000 meters underwater off the coast of the United Kingdom. Some of the creatures dated back to the 1970s, and plastic was found in 48% of all of the specimens tested, even the oldest ones. That means that deep ocean sea creatures have been eating plastic for at least 40 years. It reminds me of that Bible verse. I think it's Psalms or something. I can't remember it exactly, but it's something like, "The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind to fill with synthetic organic polymers derived from petrochemicals." Something like that. But don't worry, this last week also saw the European Parliament voting to ban single-use plastic. Thanks to this vote, single-use plastic will be eradicated by 2021 in the EU. Just in time to save the oceans from total asphyxiation. Problem solved. But seriously, this is scary stuff. If you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, let me leave you with some calming words from one of my personal favorites, Alan Watts. He said, "You didn't come into this world, you came out of it, like a wave from the ocean. You are not a stranger here." I like that because it reminds me that whatever is happening to our planet, we're a part of it, not separate from it. Resisting the changes we're seeing or denying they're happening is resisting and denying the reality of this planet, which is our reality. Don't resist change or how bad it is. It'll be so much easier for all of us if we can just start talking honestly about it. That's it for your climate update. See you next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.